Elon Musk warns this is worse than 9/11. The groundwork is being laid for something far worse than 9/11, he says. And those aren't my words. Those are the words of Elon Musk, who posted this article on X a few hours ago about the U.S. southern border. This administration is both importing voters and creating a national security threat from unvetted illegal immigrants, he writes. It's highly probable that the groundwork is being laid for something far worse than 9/11, just a matter of time. And the article, of course, from the Daily Mail that he tweeted about is this: Biden administration admits flying 320,000 migrants secretly into the United States to reduce the number of crossings at the border has national security vulnerabilities. So what exactly is going on here? Well, the Biden administration has been flying migrants around the United States. And we've covered this here on the show. It's just great that the Daily Mail is now covering it. We've been covering it with a lot of great journalists here on the show about how these secret flights have been happening. And they've been busted. They've been caught in a lot of cases. But there's a lot we still don't know about this. According to the Daily Mail, quote, Customs and Border Protection has refused to disclose information about a program last year secretly chartering flights for thousands of undocumented immigrants from foreign airports directly to U.S. cities. So this isn't even just like ferreting them around the United States. This is bringing them in, chartering them, giving them full passage right into the United States. It means that while record numbers of migrants were flowing over the southern border, I'm continuing to read from there, the Biden White House was also directly transporting them into the country. Why is this happening?
As in direct flights from their home airports.
It's unbelievable.
Free flights to the
United
States. Free
flights, like show up at this particular airport, we'll take great care of you, we'll bring you right into the United States. Why is this happening? Well, according to a lawsuit, go ahead, Dave.
How long it is, but I was just reading that about 20 minutes ago.
Right. And so if you're someone who's ever migrated to a place like we have, you have to get background checks. You have to get fingerprints. You have to prove that you have never had any criminal record, and or else the place that you're going normally can say no thank you to you. So those of us who've been through that process, it's like a slap in the face. Why did we do that?
Yeah. And so why exactly is this happening? Well, according to the lawsuits, the flights were part of the CBP One app, the Customs and Border Protection One app. They created an app which allows migrants to seek asylum with the app from their home country. So what the hell is the CBP One app? Well, here it is. This is your tax dollars were used to create this, the CB One app. Now take a look at this. Here's how the app works. It is on October 28th, 2020. They've rolled out this app. It is a mobile application that serves as a single portal to a variety of CBP services through a series of guided questions. The app directs each type of user to the appropriate services based on their needs. As part of the program, they then can gain accessibility and advanced submission points and scheduling for your different border arrival, port of entry information, where you're coming into the United States. All of it can be done right through the app. This is your tax dollars being used to create this app, to create a mobile app that allows illegal aliens to make it easier to invade the United States. That's what this app is. It's unbelievable. Bricksuit tweets this, 1,500 illegal aliens per day are granted entry via this app, and they're not counted in the figures that Customs and Border Patrol release for border encounters. You know, when they say they have these encounters at the border. So these are not counted in that data.
So what was the data? David, you usually know these numbers right off the top. So what they were saying this year was how many just this, not to put you on the spot, but we already know there's been a certain.
This year?
Yeah, that we know at the southern border.
300 and some odd thousand came in via this method.
So let's just.
It's like, it's almost 10 million over the border.
Over this year.
Now that's even a conservative number.
Yeah. Okay.
10 million.
Yeah.
I've seen estimates now where it could be as high as 30 million. 30 million, according to some reports. The 10 million is like a very conservative number. Think about that for a second.
10 million is probably only those that are like officially processed.
Exactly.
So we have people that are coming, like, you know, sneaking in that are not officially processed from even Canadian border. I mean,
all the time.
Who knows what the number is?
And being flown in and not being processed as part of the official numbers. So they're not a part of the official numbers. So what was previously unknown was that the administration was providing direct flights to app users from over 43 different countries. We didn't know this. Officials have refused to provide any details of who was flown in, and by the way, to where, to what city. Like, I would love for reporters to ask Corinne Jean-Pierre in the White House press briefing room, this story has now emerged. Where are these illegal immigrants being ferried by Customs and Border Protection flights, chartered flights? Where? To what cities? And we're working on that part of the story here on Redacted. So we are working on that. We should have an update tomorrow on that part of the story. According to Colin Rugg, who just posted this on X, though, it gets even worse. Quote, the program at the center of the FOIA litigation is perhaps the most enigmatic and least known of the Biden administration's use of the CB1 app, the one cell phone scheduling app. Even though it's responsible for almost all invisibly importing, by air 320,000 aliens with no legal right to enter the United States since it got underway in late 2022. And this is according to journalist Todd Benzman. Quote, under these legally dubious parole programs, aliens who cannot legally enter the country use the CBP1 app to apply for travel authorization and temporary humanitarian release from those airports. The parole program allows for 1 to 2 year periods of legal status during which adults are eligible for work authorization, which is what David was just talking about. So they get legal status for 2 years. God knows, and we don't know where they're going. And are they're supposed to show up for some sort of a court date years from now to be processed? Give me a break. No one knows where they are. Meanwhile, in Texas, a new bill would allow law enforcement to arrest and expel migrants, but the Supreme Court, of course, has blocked that until at least next week when the court will take up that case. But let's go back to what Elon said, because I think it's really important. This is far worse than 9/11, he said. That false flag event was designed, of course, 9/11, was designed with the help of the CIA to take us into an endless war on terror. We know that. Take away our freedoms with the Patriot Act. Create the largest expansion of the military-industrial complex in our nation's history. Destabilize the Middle East to help Israel. And, of course, all of that was planned years in advance. And all of that we know documented well. Read the writings of Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz. It's all there. All of that was well documented at the time, and I point you to my extensive interviews on that piece of it, on the subject of the controlled demolition of the towers, the Twin Towers, how those pilots couldn't have possibly flown those flights, deep dive interviews on that very subject here on the channel. So how could this be far worse than 9/11? Well, use your brain, because 9/11 was an invasion of other countries, right? Now we're watching an invasion right before our eyes that will destroy the United States and create a uniparty liberal government. This is what Colonel Douglas McGregor just tweeted. He said, we need to secure our borders now. The southern border needs 70 to 80,000 troops there right now. We need to build the right barriers. We must change the way we do business, he writes. And he's absolutely right about that. It's worth remembering that the United States currently has U.S. forces protecting the border of South Korea from a North Korean invasion. We have U.S. troops right there on the parallel. U.S. currently has U.S. forces protecting Taiwan from an invasion of China. The U.S. has no troops on our southern border protecting our own country. And this is by design. By the way, since the early 1800s, the United States had troops stationed at the southern border. In the year 1829, this guy, President Andrew Jackson, ordered troops to the southern border to protect trading and American citizens.
Oh, there's no video?
Yeah, we don't have video of Andrew Jackson.
Oh.
Do we have any video of Andrew Jackson? We don't.
I looked for some, but I couldn't sketch fast enough. So
old Hickory hitting some people. Anyway, President Andrew Jackson ordered troops to the southern border to protect trading and American citizens from attacks and theft. Sound familiar? Oh, protect business? Protect Americans from what was happening at the border? It seems like a remarkable idea. The liberal media, not surprisingly, of course, made fun of Donald Trump for saying that Andrew Jackson was his favorite president. Recall this Salon article, Donald Trump's favorite president, Andrew Jackson, as a father of the White Republic, it said in that Salon article. Father of the White Republic. So thanks to President Jackson's moves, we had troops there in different roles, basically up until about World War II in some capacity. Then we needed soldiers to go fight Nazis in Europe. And now, of course, we are arming and teaming up with Nazis in Ukraine. So the times have certainly changed, haven't they? It's unbelievable what is going on right now. And there's certain things I can't even talk about here on YouTube as it relates to what's happening right now in this election and what's happening at the U.S. southern border. We put together a special report. I want you all to go and download it. It's totally free. It's a co-authored, you cannot get this on YouTube. We can't even talk about some of the stuff on here because they will block us for saying it. So go grab it. It's a free report that I put together that I've co-authored. Go to redacted.inc/illegal and download this thing. It's totally free. And it's a deliberate strategy to influence the 2024 elections. We've got some incredible guests coming up here this week specifically on how this border crisis is election fraud, what it's actually doing to our country. Tomorrow, you don't want to miss one of our special guests on this topic who's written books on the invasion of the United States and one of the smartest individuals on this topic. We're going to have him on the show tomorrow. Very excited about that. But this is an absolute disaster. So, I mean, you guys, throw it out there. You guys, what in the chat room think? Am I right about this? Worse than World War, or worse than 9/11? I mean, this is what Elon Musk is saying, that this is worse than 9/11. Am I wrong that it's just really focused on the invasion piece of this? It's an invasion of the United States, not an outward invasion of like Iraq, Afghanistan, and of course, an expansion of the Patriot Act.
And I think what's missing from all of this is an economist telling us what are the things that will fall like dominoes because of this, right? Who are the people who will suffer the most? Usually it's the most poor, the most disenfranchised. Why and how is this going to affect everyday Americans and our economy?
David, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, basically at this point, you're looking at more people have come in than the population of, like, the five or six biggest cities in the United States who are already short of resources, and they're prioritizing those limited resources to these immigrants right now. So it's like it's going to become a thing where people are fighting over resources because they're giving it to migrants. And so that's going to be, you know, like we're seeing thefts and everything all over the country from people breaking in and taking things. I don't know how many of those are possibly illegals, but I mean, I just going to get crazy. It already is.
Someone in the chat says, Baron Saturday says, it's not worse than 9/11, but it's really bad. I guess, you know, if you're talking about hitting the banking infrastructure of the United States, right. throwing us into a massive
collapsing
recession,
collapsing an economy,
killing 3,000 Americans, close to 3,000 Americans on that day, and not just Americans, people from other countries who were in the trade towers and so forth. But then think about 9/11. I guess if you think about it, though, because then it expanded to killing over a million people in Iraq.
Right.
Like 9/11 was an extension to go and kill a million Iraqis to destabilize Libya.
I think we've seen that the endless wars that resulted from 9/11, the numbers are 4.5 million. We saw that report come out of Yale, or I can't remember now. I can find it if you want.
I'm sure Victoria Nuland could answer that. Go ahead, Philip.
9/11 was a unifying event in the United States, where this is definitely a divisive event. And so there's also that to contend with. You know, it's like this is going to bring the nation together.
Well, and then I guess this could actually be worse in that it's creating a civil war, right? This will create a civil war in the United States. And this, you know, men of military age who are coming into the United States, and for what purpose? This destabilizing event, this to create this uniparty, you know, this uniparty liberal order in the United States is what they're trying to do. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.